Years ago, I remember very clearly a certain politician who was doing things that I believed were diametrically opposed to the Word of God. One week in particular, I got very upset by his behavior. I got busy gathering newspaper clippings and then went to my office and shut myself in to write Sunday's sermon. I was going to tell the congregation how America was going to hell in a handbasket. But before I preached that sermon, the Lord checked my heart and showed me a truth in His Word. He reminded me of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, where Paul declares that he will only preach Christ and Him crucified. At this time in history, the Romans were persecuting Christians in the most hideous ways. The Roman Emperor Nero would tar Christians, then attach them to poles and burn them alive as lanterns along the streets of Rome. Yet not once do we read of Paul blasting the Roman leadership or trying to rally a new political party. Paul understood that his primary purpose was to deliver people to the foot of the cross, and that is our primary purpose as well. The devil will try and distract us from that purpose whenever and wherever he can, and there's plenty to be distracted by in today's world. There are gross social injustices, abortion, gay marriage, racism, and the list goes on. We must stand firm on what the Scripture says about these things, but refuse to be drawn into battles on these issues. Because if we are not careful, Satan will use these things to distract the church from its true mission of leading people to Christ. The church is not called to be a political force in the earth. We are not called just to be good people who do good things. The real mission of the church is to preach Christ and Him crucified. We are not to preach denominations, political parties, or opinions. We are to preach Jesus. We must tell the world that Jesus is the Son of God and that He was born to a virgin by the name of Mary. We must share that He lived a sinless life and that He died on a bloody cross. We must explain that they buried Him in a tomb, but on the third day He rose again and soon He's coming back. And we must never allow the enemy to lure us away from this. Satan will use emotional distractions to alienate us from reaching the...